Our scripture for today comes from the book of Ephesians in the fifth chapter, reading 15 through 20. Hear the word of the Lord. Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. As you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourself, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to God for this, his holy word. Let us pray. Father God, we do give you thanks for this day. We give you thanks for the opportunity to come and worship you today. For the next few moments, Lord, help us to set aside the cares of our day and help us to listen to what you have to say to all of us. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Be careful. How many times have we all heard those two words throughout our lives? Mom, I'm going to ride my bike. Be careful. Dad, I'm going to John's house. Be careful. Boss, I'm going to talk with our most obnoxious client. Be careful, but get more business from him. Usually the person saying be careful to us is someone that cares about us. It is said not as a warning that bad things are going to happen, but to remind us that the world is not always the safest and the nicest place. Or as one of my former pastors, Dale Gilbert, once said, be careful out there. They're using live ammunition. Our scripture today starts off with the words, be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise. If you look at this scripture overall, the message seems to be Christians need to be careful in order to live a Christian life. And it goes on, making the most of the time because the days are evil. Now what Paul is doing here, he's writing to the church at Ephesus and telling them, you need to pay attention at all times. Pay attention to what's going on around us. Pay close attention to things that are close by. Pay attention to the important things. Pay attention to the big things. Pay attention to the little things. Pay attention now and keep paying attention. How many of us, and you don't necessarily need to raise your hands, but how many of us didn't always pay attention in school? And if you were caught not paying attention or maybe talking in class, what would the teacher sometimes do? What would you do?
They weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
I'm just asking them the next question.
Ah, okay. How many of you got a writing assignment? I did. Writing 50, 100, 150 times, I will pay attention in class. I will not talk in class. I will not tease my classmates or something similar to that. Did you ever do that, Janice?
Way back.
Way back, way back. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I couldn't help but thinking of the opening to the Simpsons cartoon where Bart is always taking and writing something on the board, and it is sometimes quite humorous. This usually happened because we got distracted by something or someone, and we weren't paying attention. We weren't paying attention to what was going on in the classroom. We weren't paying attention to our teacher. Sometimes it was, let's face it, because we were a little bit bored. I've been on both sides of that. I've been in a boring lecture, and I've given a couple boring lectures. But I've never given a boring sermon, so nobody ever say that. Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are always evil. Now, the Greek that here is translated as be careful then how you live is a little bit closer to saying see to things very carefully. Carefully adds weight, I think, to that phrase, for the need to have really good concentration as we go about our daily lives. The last part of the opening says, because the days are evil, shows that the wise life not only involves attention, but also being prudent and not wasting your day. If we think back on our lives, we can see that there are some times where we just wasted the day. I remember in college one Saturday morning waking up and it was 1:30 in the afternoon. Wasted day, wasted day. Paul's describing that day, the days as being evil. He's referencing that our days are filled with things that distract us. How do you get a young child to stop doing one thing and doing another? Well, you distract them with a toy or a show or put on some music, and soon they forget about what they were doing and on focusing on the new thing that they have started doing. The concept is basically the same for us. Our days are filled with things that distract us from what we really should be doing, which is paying attention and making sure that we are leading wise lives. We get distracted from what is good. We turn aside from the way that we should be living. Our need to turn away from the things that keep, we turn away from the things that keep us from paying attention to what God would have us do, how He would have us to live. Now, this does not mean that we need to totally shut ourselves off from the world to escape from all of the things that are going on in our lives. Paul does not instruct the Ephesians to leave the city, to go out into the desert, to live apart from Ephesus. We have been sent out by God and by Jesus Christ into the world to spread the gospel, to spread the love, peace, hope, and forgiveness of God, which means we have to be leading wise lives. We need to pay attention. Pay attention to what's going on around us. Pay close attention to things that are close by. Pay attention to important things. Pay attention to the big things. Pay attention to the small things. Pay attention now and keep paying attention. That doesn't sound like a very good life. That sounds like a somewhat dismal life. Sounds like you can't have any fun. Paul continues, he goes on and he shows that a life spent paying attention, avoiding distractions, and being filled with the Holy Spirit is anything but dismal. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among you, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times for everything in the name and for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paying attention, not getting drunk with wine, which is Paul is using here as a distraction. Not being distracted, following your God's leads is not a dismal life, but a joyous life. Some of the best services that I have attended are filled with singing and dancing, shouts of hallelujah, hands and arms swaying back and forth, joy flowing from every pore on every person. That to me is an example of pure joy, as opposed to the pretend joy that a lot of people put on. Oh, praise the Lord. I am overflowing with God's love. Hallelujah. Following God gives us pure joy. It does not mean that we are to put on false joy, to act like everything is fine. Because as we well know, life is not fair sometimes, and everything is not fine. Everything is not peachy keen. As inspiring as a worship service may be, it is not the whole message that Paul is trying to convey here. He is not talking only about worship, but he is talking about life. Not a dismal life, but a life where distractions have been replaced with the joy of following the path that God has for all of us. A life full of singing and dancing and praising and thanking God for everything, even the bad times. So stop. Pay attention. Not to the world. Don't listen to the world. Pay attention to God and to what He would have each of us focus upon in our lives. Thanks be to God. Amen.